Hour 3 on this Tuesday night. That means David Oates from Australia back with some more reverse speech newsmakers. We have a lot going on there. It must be frustrating, David, because you see and hear so many things you'd like to have the time to be able to get into in reverse. I know a lot of our listeners have their favorites, and I have a bunch too. So choosing what to spend your little and very valuable time on must be frustrating sometimes.
Yeah, I'm struggling with that issue right this very week, actually. I have got so many things to do, and I just don't have time to do them. I don't know how I'm supposed to do them all. I mean, the other night, I didn't sleep at all. I was right through the night just to, I mean, because... Wow. Because I don't know whether people know, because I got my practice. I mean, that's a full-time job in itself. I got my training classes, which is another, you know, that's students to look after and homework to mark. And then, of course, I'm a writer. I'm writing two books at once right now. I'm writing a book on metaphors, which is very much needed in reverse speech community, and I'm writing another sci-fi trilogy. So what else am I doing? Looking after my mum and dad and kids and grandkids.
It's amazing. Now you are you're doing it full time, no doubt. It's amazing. Yeah. I don't know how you're doing the book thing. Writing takes so much creativity and thought.
Yeah.
Although in your case, we did talk about this, and some people are gifted to the extent that they can they can come up with a concept, and it will pretty well just come out in a semi-finished state when they actually put it down in computer format.
Look, I'm one of those lucky people. Like this sci-fi novel I'm writing now, I only started. You know, I sort of had a rough idea of the plot when I started. You know, I want to start here and go there, but how I went from A to C, I had no idea. You know, and as I write, the plot's just coming out of me, and I'm enjoying it just as much as my readers are, because I'm thinking, oh, what's going to come next? You know,
so that is fun. That's fun. Good for you. At least you get that much out of it. Good.
Yeah, no, I really enjoy it. Okay, which brings me to my show today. We're going to do something completely different today, mainly because I had no time at all to get reversals for this week. However, I did a session with a client of mine, and this guy is very connected. He's ex-military, worked in nuclear installations. He's a nuclear, or what's he called? He's got a doctorate in nuclear physics or something. And he's in contact with a lot of people, three-letter agencies and bigwigs in Washington. So he's privy to a lot of what's going down, and he's talking about the next virus that's going to come. He's moved his family to Mexico. Anyway, long story short.
He did?
He has.
How did you get him as a client? Just remotely?
Well, all my clients are remotely. He's been a client of mine on and off for years.
Okay? So they're in Mexico now. That's interesting.
Yeah, okay. he got out of the States. He says it's all coming down. And he's pretty surprised it hasn't happened yet, actually. Anyway, so we did a big tape with him, and we got some wonderful reversals, and he wants me to share them publicly. He actually asked me to.
Oh, very nice.
So I thought that's what we do in today's show, if that's all right with you, Jeff. Something completely different.
Okay? Yeah, and, that's good. Very good.
Yeah, so that's what we're doing today. And next week I'll have some more current stuff for you. If anyone knows how to clone a person, can you contact me, please? And then we can get two of me doing it.
You know what we need? We need to get your students. You've got a couple of your students can work. Give them the video and say, here, we need this video reversed. Go through it. See what you can do.
We already have a couple of students at that stage. So, but okay, all right, okay. I just sort of an assignment for my mentor students. So I have mentor students. For those who don't know, these are students who train under me full time, and with me for my clients and radio shows are actually listening in on the side right now to this show. And they sit with all my tapes and clients and metalwalks and book writings. And so they're the future. They're the ones I'm training up, okay? So we're going to start playing some reversals on a client, everyone. So something completely different. Now, this guy's got a speech impediment, the same speech impediment as Robert Kennedy, okay? Mm-hmm. Although his is a little bit worse than Robert Kennedy's. But you'll be amazed, the reversals are actually clearer than the forwards. Mm. So he starts off by saying there's always something to work on. Here we go. Here's the forwards.
Probably always be something to work on, but...
Okay, could you hear what he said forwards there? Can you hear his speech impediment? Yeah.
Fine.
And it says backwards, then I groan. You hear that? It's like, oh, groan, always something to work on. You know what I mean?
Got it. Got it. What did he say before that? Was there something before that that I missed?
Oh, backwards then, or forwards?
Backwards.
Oh, I don't know. Let's find out.
Then I groan. It must be the oil.
All I hear is then I groan.
No, it's gibberish. Okay.
Yeah, but you see how clear the forwards, the reversal
I
was?
I do. Nice. Now, that's all right. That's interesting. Somehow, his subconscious is able to use the sounds of his forward speech with more clarity than his conscious mind can use it to communicate with. That's very interesting.
And that's not unusual. I've actually found that many times where the reversals are clearer than the forwards. You have real struggle trying to get the forwards, but those reversals just jump out as clear as day. Okay?
So that would suggest that maybe the forward conscious speech of the person is being handicapped and hindered by the issues of life.
Ah, yes, you're absolutely right. Yeah, you're absolutely right. Yes, yeah, but the unconscious is free.
Just trying to figure out why the unconscious would be able to, with more clarity, express itself. And I think that's got to be it. Interesting.
Yeah, yeah. All right, here he says, I've got concerns about the world economy. That sounds like a bit of an understatement to me. So here's the forwards. Okay.
There really isn't a whole lot going on. You know, I got some concerns about the war and the economy, which everybody should be.
Yeah, okay, so yeah. Here he says two words, harms us.
Harmless.
Right there.
Harmless.
Harm us. So the world economy is harming us. Okay?
Sure. Got it. What is,
yes.
David, sorry. That is the same kind of sound of a speech impediment, whatever you want to call it, that RFK Jr. has. Is there a name for that? I think there is.
Yes, there is a name for it, and he told me what the name was, but I'll be bothered if I can remember it. It was some long name. Yeah, he has the exact same speech manner as Robert Kennedy.
Yeah. You remember when we were growing up, and a lot of you probably had similar experiences, we used to know people who had what we called a speech impediment, but it wasn't like that. It was where someone would get hung up on a sound, like, I, and then he'd get the word out.
Right.
It would say two or three repeating syllables to get the rest of the word out. That was a speech impediment. This kind doesn't seem to be so restricted like that. This is just an inability to make the vocal cords create the sound that is desired. Go ahead.
Right. Yeah. Now, I'm sure you remember, Jeff, but the listeners may not know, I myself used to have quite a severe speech impediment or stutter, and I would get stuck on the words. And some of my first lectures and radio shows were absolutely atrocious.
Oh,
you know,
I it's well over 25 years ago, and I remember back then. It wasn't bad. It was just still there, and it was clearly going away. Every time, you know, it got better and better, and then it was gone. But you did have a hang-up, but you figured out how to treat yourself.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. Look, it first started by recognizing what sounds or words I used to have trouble with, and as I'd speak, I'd try to avoid those words, you know, and review these mental calculations. And then it just one day, not one day, but it gradually clicked on me that the more confident I was, the less speech stutter I had. And so I just had to train myself to be confident and start strong. Mm-hmm. If I started weak, I was ruined. Okay, so...
Oh, interesting. This seems like almost a neurological issue with vocal cords rather than a speech impediment. It might come from a psychological disposition. It seems like something else. I don't know what it is, but... it's fine. It's not a problem. I think you're going to see Robert F. Kennedy Jr. As the primary Democrat candidate. He will replace Biden, probably with the vice president. They'll get rid of Biden and the camel that way. But Kennedy, in my view, is being clearly groomed now to be the Democratic nominee.
And DeSantis is announcing tomorrow. So
That he's not. This is all... The GOP is in trouble. The Democrats, the Communocrats, will have it easier with RFK because people remember, there'll be a sympathy issue because of his uncle and his father. Okay. They'll also think of the dream, Camelot 2.0. But RFK is not his father. He is not John F. Kennedy. He's his own man, and he is, in my view, a controlled candidate. He's already controlled. The word is, I can't prove it. Maybe I wouldn't like to prove it. The word is, he's in Jeffrey Epstein's book.
Oh, really? Oh,
if that's the case, he's controlled. And because he hangs around with Dr. Robert Malone and Steve Kirsch, who are big players in the whole COVID crisis, they're powerful, and they are connected, in my view, to the other side. And that's just my view. But I think Kennedy is being run and controlled, and I think he is being clearly groomed at this point to become the nominee of the party. That's my take.
Well, we had that loyal on him, and loyal, that reversal on him that said he's loyal.
Yes, you had it. So, He's loyal. What does that mean? He's loyal to whom? He's loyal. I'm loyal to his controllers. I'm loyal. Don't worry about it. I'll do what I'm told.
Yeah. See, here's the reverse. I'll play it again.
Studies that do get done are studies that develop from...
Yeah, look, that's the same speech impediment as my client. He's speaking exactly the same way.
Pharmaceutical products. And then NIH collects royalties.
See, he's loyal.
See, he's loyal. See, he's loyal.
There you go.
You bet he's loyal. If he steps out of line, he knows what'll happen. So he's not going to.
Indeed. He more than anyone else knows what'll happen if you step out of line.
That's right. Wow.
All right, so let's get back to my client. Here he says, I'll talk a little bit.
Yeah, I'll talk a little bit, but same thing that we were looking at in a couple of years.
Yeah, see, same speech impediment. Here he says, whirlwind. As in whirlwind, whirlwind gets mess. I'll play it, then I'll talk about it. Right there. I'll do that again. A little bit unclear. The whirlwind is not as pronounced as well as I would like.
It's fine. Whirlwind gets missed, right? Whirlwind gets missed.
Oh, you got myth. I heard mess. Hang on.
M-I-S-S-E-D. Mist. Oh. Whirlwind gets missed.
Oh, yeah, it is missed. You're absolutely right. Well done. Gee whiz. Okay. Whirlwind. Very important metaphor. It describes an energy force that surrounds everything. Rerswick talks a lot about it. It's responsible for ESP and empathy and telepathy and connection, intuition. Very powerful. I'm going to write a lot about it in my metaphor book that I'm writing right now. Whirlwind gets missed. We're not connected to the energy of the planet. We're not flowing with it. We are disconnected. Oh, yeah. We're discombobulated is what that would mean. Okay.
Very good.
And here he says the situation is slowly escalating every day. Let's get a context on this. Incidentally, these reversals are not prepared in presentation format, how I normally play them as three speeds. So you're hearing them raw, right out of the gibberish, okay? No. Okay, so here's the next section forwards.
Mushroom clouds hit headlines, and then suddenly everybody would be in panic, you know, but slowly escalating every day, just about, if you pay attention to what's actually happening. And
yeah, he's talking about the plan, you know, to bring down the world, the economy, and the, everything. He starts talking about the viruses that are going to come, and he says backwards, "I was so scared." So you hear a little bit of gibberish first off, and then the reversal.
Well, this is good. You're right.
Oh, there it is, right there. Let's do it again.
Well, this is good.
Do you hear that one? Nice.
Yeah, it's right there. Sure.
Yeah. I should point something out at this stage, that reversals in private session work are generally clearer than reversals in the media, okay? There's reasons for that. There's more rapport between the person and me. A rapport is an integral part to good, clear, and many reversals, okay?
Right.
Then he says that'll happen in about a year. Let's see. Well, I'm not playing all of them, by the way. I'm just cherry picking them. Okay, the interesting ones. Okay, let's see what's going to happen in a year. Here we go. I really got to vouch for this guy. He really is connected. I mean, he told me about COVID before COVID even hit. Okay, so he knew it was coming.
Right. Well, it's already started.
Right. Okay. That's what I kind of thought you'd say.
You know, it's a process. It's like an S curve, you know?
Right.
Are we in the middle of the S curve yet? No. That'll happen in about a year.
Right. The S curve. I wonder what he means by the S curve. Yeah. Hurry. John.
Let me look it up. I think I know what he's talking about, but I'm going to be sure here.
While you're looking it up, I'll play the reversal. Hurry, I burn the Babylon.
Hurry, I burn the Babylon.
Wow.
That'll happen in about a year. Hurry, I burn the Babylon.
A little bit unclear, that one.
I'm not sure about Babylon. May I hear that again?
See. Yeah, that's why it's a little bit unclear. I wasn't too sure myself, actually.
Hurry, I burn the Babylon.
I think it's there. It's just not a clear reversal. Okay?
I'm hearing battle something.
Oh, really? Let's do it again. It could be battle on. Yeah.
It does sound like battle on. Anyhow, that's tough with that. But still, reversals from this kind of a speech problem are quite clear. Here's your S-curve. Yeah. S-curves are mostly used to assess the state of the project and its performance. With the help of earned value management, this is accomplished. To determine the project's current progress and future projections, a variety of elements must be considered, like planned value, value earned, and actual cost. So that's it in a business formula sense. But it's a state of a project, or a state of a movement, or a state of decline even. It's where you are in the process.
Oh, there you go. All right. Here we have a very important reversal. He's talking about the new virus, okay? And the fatality rate will be higher. So here is the Fords.
Expect to jump humans when they release that variant of the bird flu virus.
Variant.
And then once that makes the round, the fatality rate will be higher.
Okay, so variation of the bird flu virus. And backwards it says, gets evil virus. Did you hear that one? So
one more time. I think I got it.
Yeah, you know, I'm confident with this one. I agree it's not as clear as the other ones, but it is there. Right there. Oh, it says, are we lost, gets evil virus. Sorry, let me play it again. Are we lost, gets evil virus. You hear that? Gets evil virus? You got it?
I got it.
You don't?
I got
yeah.
it. I'm trying to figure out the beginning tagged onto it. What do we have?
Are we lost? Is this the end? Are we lost?
So it's a rhetorical statement, a rhetorical question.
Yeah. That's right. Yes, it is.
Okay. Here's the deal. Let me say this. This is very interesting. I'd like to talk to this gentleman at some point. I don't want his name. I just like to talk to him. Erica and I have been covering this whole COVID thing for 3 years now. And we feel that the next one is going to be H5N1, the avian influenza, that it's being tweaked or has been tweaked. And when it's released, it will have a much higher case fatality rate. The COVID, original COVID virus, had a 99.9975% survival rate with no treatment. No treatment. Well, the H5N1 will have upwards of a 30 to 60% potential case fatality rate. 30 to 60% may die.
What?
Now, with COVID, they used ventilators and remdesivir to do most of the killing. And most of the people who were sick didn't really have COVID because the PCR test was completely worthless and bogus. They had the flu. So they took them in with the flu, gave them remdesivir, shut their kidneys down, filled their lungs with fluid, put them on a ventilator, and killed them. That's what they did. That's a fact. Now, the H5N1 bird flu, we feel, is going to be the next influenza viral release. And we think it's been tweaked. Technically, bird flu is not transmissible from birds to people. But now they've had two cases in England. I think these people worked at a bird or poultry plant. Go ahead.
Well, that's exactly what he said forward. It's crossing from animal to human. And it's the bird flu virus. That's what he said forward. So you're absolutely right. Okay.
Yeah, I heard it. Let's revisit that if we can, because this is very important. I want people to be ready for this.
And I want to point out, the reversal, gets evil virus, is congruent. So he's telling a true story. He's not making it up, and he's not delusional. He's communicating facts. Do you know what I'm saying?
So, in other words, are you saying that in your view, he knows because he's been told by somebody who knows?
That's exactly what I'm saying. Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Well, he's right on the same page we are, but we don't have his connections. We just have common sense and watching the science. And all it would take was a slight genetic tweak, and that H5N1 now will jump from poultry to people and then people to people. So no problem.
I'll put you two together to talk, okay?
Yeah,
he asked me this morning. I didn't ask him. He asked me, can you put this out to the public? I said, yeah, sure. I'll play it on my show tonight, okay?
Yeah, well, it's out now. So very good. All right, that's very important news. Did he give a timeline on this?
A year.
Within the next year?
Within the next year, yes.
Okay. All right. Very good. Well, that locks up with what we have projected. So there we go.
Yeah. So I'll play the Fords again. Here's the Fords.
Well, they're ramping up a couple hundred vaccine doses for this bird flu virus.
Expect
to jump humans when they release that variant of the bird flu virus.
Oh.
And then once that makes the round, the fatality rate will be higher.
Versal gets evil virus. Oh, sorry. I lost it. Are we lost? Gets evil virus.
Are we lost? Gets evil virus.
So he's telling the true story, okay? Versal totally verifies what he's saying forwards.
One more time on the reversal. Are we lost? Gets evil virus? That's what you hear?
Correct. That's what I'm all hearing. Right. Yes. Yep, a little glitch on the end. I'll try and get rid of the glitch. There it is. Got it. Perfect. Yep.
All right. Well, we've been saying this for quite some time now that the next shoe to fall will be H5N1. It'll be tweaked. Yep. They're going to call it a variant, but it will be a man-made variation of the traditional H5N1, which does not transfer from birds to people. Now, once it gets in people, though, it'll go person to person, and it will be easy to transmit it. Any exhalation, any cough, any sneeze, and probably via fomites as well. In other words, the virus will, HIV can live up to 21 days in a non-hostile liquid environment outside the body. So this virus could be that durable and then some. So, anyway, this is, I would absolutely take this extremely seriously, and it does sound correct.
Well, I don't know whether he's listening, but if you are listening, thank you for letting us share this information. It really needs to get out there. So, all right, now he's talking about it'll shut the markets down. No, shut down the world economies. Okay, here we go.
Infectivity, you know, the rate of infection will likely be higher than the initial strains of COVID were. So it'll be the sort of thing that'll really shut down the economies.
Okay, so the rate of infection will be higher than COVID. It'll really shut down the economies. And backwards, the fear market wide. I'll play it and I'll tell you what it means.
The fear market wide.
Oh, yeah, that's quite clear. Yeah, no doubt over that. The fear market wide.
The fear market wide.
There's going to be a huge crash on the markets. People are going to panic. They fear chaos. That's what he's saying. And that's what
He's right. They're going to shut down, generally, the Western world economy. Russia, China, India, Malaysia, Indonesia. They'll be okay, but not Oz, not New Zealand, not Canada, not the U.S., the U.K., or Western Europe. They're in big trouble. This is where it's going to hit the hardest, and it will shut down almost all the economic aspects of this whole economy. This is going to be bad, and I'm just telling people it's bad now. It's going to get a hell of a lot worse, and this gentleman is correct, I think, and I'd like to know what part of Mexico he moved into, too. A lot of people would be interested in that. What part he thinks is safe, because you got the cartel.
I'll tell you off the air. I don't want to put it on the air.
No, of course not. I don't want you to say it now, but the cartels down there are bad news. And
He does talk about that.
I think he's right. I do. Yeah. It makes perfect sense, and I think a lot of you listening who have heard our programs know this is what we think. And there's corroboration as close as we're going to get right there. Wow.
Yeah. And here he says, it makes sense to send my family down to Mexico. Yeah, he moved his whole family down. Wife, kids, everything. They're all down there. So here we go.
Adversaries. As four nuclear weapon states, which is Russia, China, Iran, and North Korea.
Right.
So, kind of made sense to send my family to Mexico for this one.
Well, hang on. Let's get back to some more forwards on this. I want to get a forward context on this.
So there's that kind of warfare type of activity, but Mexico's nobody's enemy. And the United States has declared its adversaries. As four nuclear weapon States, which is Russia, China, Iran, and North Korea.
Right.
So, yeah, kind of made sense to send my family to Mexico for this one.
And backwards it says, scam, you may have found this success. I'll play it and I'll tell you what it means. Scam, you may have found this success.
Don't say the first scam, you may have found this success. Yeah.
Oh, that's clear too. I'll do the scam again.
Don't say the first scam, you may have found this success. Yeah.
In other words, he's made the right decision. Okay, yeah, this is the, I've made the right decision to move down to Mexico because there's scams all over the world, okay? So his reversals are confirming that he has done the right thing. Does that make sense, doesn't it?
Yeah, of course it does. Did he say anything about nuclear exchange war at any point?
No, he did not, no.
Okay.
No, that wasn't mentioned. All right, let's have a look, see what else we got here.
Again, for you listening, that David hasn't been able to clean those up. They don't come in three speeds. We just played them raw. So you got to hear a little gibberish before. The actual reversal popped its head up and said, here I am. And there we go.
Yeah. I'm trying to... So there's some personal stuff here. I don't want to play the personal stuff. I'm just skipping past that.
Right.
Oh, here we go. Okay, let's play this one. This gets a little bit apocalyptic. Where are we? 1637. I'm just looking up the time counts. So you're right, Jeff. This is totally raw, folks. This is the way. This is before they get to air. Okay, they're just.
Mm-hmm.
So you can see I'm not altering tapes or anything. You see me do it straight forwards and backwards. I don't get accused of altering tapes anymore. They used to accuse me of that back in the early days. You know, you're just altering tapes. And I say, well, gee, I'm glad you think these things are so clear that I must have faked it. that was my standard answer. Yeah. Oh, that's right. I think you're talking about his speech here. That's right. I was going to mention this. We do get a clue as to what's wrong with this speech. I think this is it. Let's just play it.
My voice is not cooperating today.
Yeah, my voice is not cooperating today.
It's exhausting, is it exhausting?
Yeah, it's just got to push it out. You know, it's just normal talk, and it just force it.
Okay, the soul, spirit, God on earth. Oh, that's clear. Huh. Do that again. The soul, spirit, God on earth. Huh. Well, that's nice and clear.
How does that relate to the forewords, David? What kind
of
linkage
do we
have
there? I was just pondering that
that's
now.
That's a pretty cosmic statement. I don't know what he was talking about forewords, but...
He's talking for us about his speech. He has to force it out.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what the connection with the forwards on this is. Look, sometimes reversals aren't connected. I think that this guy has a strong spiritual belief, and I think he's expressing his beliefs or the fact, belief or fact, whichever way you want to go, that throughout all this trouble and crisis that we're about to go through, that God's spirit will be with us, and he is here. There you go. That's what I think. I think it's just a statement of fact, actually.
Well, that makes sense. Here's a story for you.
Okay.
Only half of Americans say they believe in God.
Oh, really?
Only 50%.
Wow.
So they're going to have to find their own way, it looks like.
Wow. Chad, and it was that. I thought it was up in the 80s or 90s in America.
Not anymore. Look here, this whole woke LGBTQ+, all of that crap is the most satanic, immoral thing you could do to a culture, an advanced culture. And look how quickly it took it down. Not all of it, but much of it. Target stores, the big box stores. Target is a headline. Target stores launch new, quote, satanic, no, Satanist Pride. This is a line of LGBTQ clothing for children. It's called Satanist Pride. That is the brand name line of the new LGBTQ clothing line for kids.
Unbelievable.
Satanist Pride. That's the name of it. These horrors will do anything for a buck. That's what they're doing. All this woke stuff is all about money. They're trying to collect money from the LGBTQers, the trannies, all of it. And hoping that the majority look the other way. Well, the majority isn't looking the other way. In many cases, there's some tremendous blowback on this.
Yeah.
I'll send the story to you.
Yeah, I'd like to have a look at that. I'll talk about Satanists. Here he is talking about the world in grip with a Lucifer whirlwind. Where are we? Let me find that reversal. No, I'm just skipping past some personal stuff here. It's a bit difficult to tell which is personal, which is... okay, here we go. Let's get the forwards on this. Okay.
It doesn't come out right. So I got to push it out when...
I was talking about his voice again.
When it acts up like this.
Right. You'll have to take a break.
Clearer than the forwards. How about that?
You'll have to
take
our experience. Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's just saying, I've got to push my voice out. It's clearer than the forwards, which, as you all know, it is. Now, I think this reversal is not related either. I think this is a cosmic reversal. The wolf with the view, Lucifer whirlwind. There it is. I'll do it again. The wolf with the view, Lucifer whirlwind. Can you hear that, Jeff?
Yes. Yeah, I do. I do. It almost sounds like at the end of whirlwind, he says again. Again.
Oh, okay. Let's listen to it. Oh, that was me again.
That was you. Okay.
Right. Hey, yeah. Okay, so what he's saying is, okay, wolf in reverse, which is actually a very positive metaphor, driven, motivated. He's a wolf with a view. He's watching. His unconscious and his conscious is watching what's happening to the world, and it's in the grip of a Lucifer whirlwind. Satan is everywhere. Lucifer is everywhere. Didn't I talk about this on your show last week or the week before? Just something very...
Yeah, I can't remember which day.
Shows ago. Yeah, it wasn't last week. It was a couple of shows ago. It's just incredible to me how the word Satan is just riddled in our politicians and our children, evangelists.
I think we need to take that very seriously. Most all the evangelists out there are frauds, as we have demonstrated on the program before. They're very much satanic in their orientation. They're wealthy, and the people that support them, I wonder how many of them understand that they're being conned by Satan. I wonder. Yeah. Some do, I'm sure.
Very wealthy, not just a little bit wealthy. We're talking, Kenneth Copeland, he's a billionaire, and... travels the world on his private jets, lecturing in his nice $1 trillion suits. Well, not $1 trillion suits.
There we go.
Yeah, I know. All right. Okay, here was, I don't know. Well, this is a bit of a mystery, this reversal. Let me just play. This is a mystery. He didn't know what it meant, and I didn't know what it meant. So we'll just throw it out there. He's talking about something's going to come down as early as Friday, okay? So, but now that was Friday last week, so because this was recorded last week, so nothing came down.
No, that'll happen in about a year,
right?
And you hear stuff online. I mean, something could happen as early as Friday.
I wonder what's going to happen in a year. Hang on, let's see what he's talking about.
It's already started.
Right. Okay. That's what I kind of thought you'd say.
You know, it's a process. It's like an S curve,
Oh, that's what we played that bit before. Okay. So something's going to happen as early as Friday.
And, you know, you hear stuff online. I mean, something could happen as early as Friday. Hell, who knows?
Oh, okay. You hear stuff online. Lunar panic, us human now.
So, you know, it was lunar panic, us human now.
Oh, hang on. Lunar panic, us human now, God? I'll be bothered. Huh. Well, what will be their lunar panic? Okay. Moon cycles. Something on the moon. I don't know what that would mean. This is, he didn't know what it meant either. Very strange reversal. Yeah. Okay.
Well, very interesting.
Let's talk about a couple other little mysteries that came up, which I'm pretty sure I know what they meant, and he knows what they mean too. So let's just play it. Talking about everything's, we tried to stop it from happening.
If you pay attention to what's actually happening, and you can see it happen, and we tried to stop it, but not enough people thought. Coming or knew what the consequences.
The parts that ghost you.
The parts that ghost you.
There.
We tried to stop it. The parts that ghost you.
Okay. Do you know who the ghost is? Have I told you this on your show before?
Yes, but I can't recall. Yes.
CIA. That's CIA.
It. It's deep state. All right.
Deep state. Thank you. Yes. Deep state. So he's saying in this reversal here, he and his, whoever we is, like I say, we'll get you two together. Whoever we is tried to stop it. But the CIA, who have their hands into everything, interfered with their step. Okay? And then he mentions ghost again. 957. Where are we?
Play this. Play the current one again, if you would. Forward and reverse.
Oh, sure. Sure. Okay. All right. Here we go.
If you pay attention to what's actually happening, and you can see it happen, and we tried to stop it, but not enough people thought coming or knew what the consequences would be. Yeah. So.
Okay. Hold it right there. Not enough people... Yeah. Knew what the consequences would be. They didn't take action when they had the chance. They didn't stand up. Americans are not standing up. No one's standing up, in fact, in the Western world, white Western Christian world. They're not. They're not doing it. And he said because they didn't know the consequences would be as bad as they're going to be. That's a very, I think, appropriate statement. I suspect it's quite real. And this man knows what he's talking about. The public just didn't take it seriously enough. There's so much disinformation out there, I can't blame them, honestly. They've become dumb because of the amount of noise out there. They're not being told the truth, and they don't know who to believe. So they don't do anything.
Sheep being willingly led to a slaughter, almost.
Amen to that. Exactly right.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's... crazy. And what was the reversal? Oh, hang on. Hang on. I got to go back to it. I lost it. The parts that ghost you. There we go.
The parts that ghost you.
The parts that ghost you. That's CIA interfering.
Yeah, one more time.
Yeah, here we go. It's not the clearest reversal.
The parts that ghost you.
Right there.
I don't think the word that is in there.
Huh?
It's the parts. I think it's saying the parts, pause, ghost you. I don't think I hear the word that in there.
Oh, I see.
The parts ghost you.
The parts ghost you.
Oh, yeah, I think you're right. Huh. Gee whiz, those syllables are such a strange thing in reverse speech. You've got to... It's interesting. Wow.
Well, it's okay. The parts ghost you. He's talking about the deep state, in my view. There's many parts to it. It's not just the CIA. It's a deep state. A deep state runs everything. Everything. Nothing is left to chance. It's all gone by the plan. by the book. This is all planned out. And the people out there, the sheeple, have no idea how much control they are under. No clue.
Yeah. Well, look, he's been feeding me information for years, and he's always been right.
I believe it.
Never found him to be wrong.
He's well.
I'm not going to reveal his identity. We'll talk to you on.
Call me after the program, and we'll talk.
Call you after the show. Yeah. Okay.
Whoever this gentleman is, thank you for sharing with all of us your personal private issues as much as we've heard, and you've got my attention. That's for darn sure. All right.
Yeah, I thought you'd like this. I was going to email you beforehand, but I thought, I'll just play it.
Just surprise Jeff. Don't tell me.
Okay, so here's the ghost again in reverse. So here's the forwards.
Kind of in the middle of this sphere.
Right.
This is south central Yucatan, and we live just off.
Oops, sorry. Almost play where he lived. No, moves. Okay, let's just.
5 miles from where the.
No, all right, sorry. Wrong section. All right, the deck from Evil Ghost.
Yeah. It is will be located. It is
The deck. We're being dealt a deck of cards from an evil ghost, from the evil state. They've got it all stacked in their favor, okay? And the deep state are feeding us a deck of cards that they have chosen. That's how I interpret the reversal, okay?
100%. This is all being run like a clock.
Yeah.
They've got nothing occurs through happenstance or coincidence or accidental. It's all controlled.
I'm just staggered as to how blind people are, as to how much they've been deceived and dumbed down. It's incredible to me.
Yeah,
it's incredible to me. How did that ever happen?
They started with the education system, David. They dumbed everybody down, and then they introduced all of the moral depravity they could possibly come up with to confuse and disconnect people from what used to be a reasonable lifestyle. It's over. Generation Z, 26 years and under, what kind of a future do they have? They've been brought up on a screen technology. They have no idea what life is really all about. They live in an artificial synthetic world, and now they're about to get hit with H5N1. So a lot of them are going to be out of here. This is going to be a great population cull. Far bigger than the mass murder of COVID. This is actually going to be a viral element that has been tweaked, according to what we've heard, that's going to take a lot of people out. So, be forewarned.
Mm.
Play that reversal again, can you? The last one you played?
Yeah,
I think I heard something about a train, a railroad train.
Okay. No, I couldn't hear a train.
Not there.
It must have been another one then. That was the one I was just on.
No, it was before that.
Oh, okay. Well, it must have been the first one I played. Where was that one? Hang on. 6:47. I'm just calling out the time counts in case anyone was wondering. The parts that ghost you. Parts ghost you. I can't hear train. No.
Well, that was another one. It was kind of a lengthy one. It's okay. The parts ghost you. Yeah, sure. Sure they do.
Yes, they are. Let me see. A lot of the other stuff is personal. Here's one. 1911. I don't think this is personal. If I suddenly stop playing it, it's because it is. Sorry?
I don't say much because I'm an introvert. you know, when I try to talk, it could be a little challenging to get more than a couple sentences out.
Yeah. Your verses were quite clear. Your verses were clearer than your forward speech.
That's fine. That's why I'm talking.
Hey?
So I can just say anything.
Feel the answers tick off the God soul. Oh, that's a bit hard to hear. Was that the end music I just heard?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Doesn't matter. All right. Okay. Jeff, thank you.
Well, no, thank you. Give me a ring. That was very revealing and very helpful. And if you've known this gentleman for years, as you've said, all the more reason to pay close attention. Okay. Yeah. Thank you, David. Very good.
All right. I'll give you a call in about 5 or 10 minutes. Okay.
Very good. All right. Okay. Lots to think about. And I know a lot of you out there are thinkers. You're really bright people, the best. So we'll have to factor this in. I'm going to advise Erica to listen to this as well, because that does seem to be confirmation about what we expect. Okay. Take care. Talk to you tomorrow in 21 hours. See you then.